Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Set me free. Today we look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. Spring is an exciting time of the year, especially for those living in areas that see a long winter. After a winter filled with snow, bare trees, and dead plants, seeing green life spring up is a refreshing sight. Those who work with children also understand that warmer temperatures bring the escape from the many minutes it daily takes to help children into their snow pants, boots, coats, and gloves. Seeing children run outside on their first coat-free day of the year is a fun sight to watch. Sheer joy fills their faces as they are able to run free without the restraints of heavy winter gear. A weight is literally lifted off their shoulders, making outdoor play even more enjoyable. If you live in a warm climate year-round, you may never experience the restraints of winter gear. However, perhaps you see something else weighing on children's shoulders. Parents who are constantly fighting. A family member in jail. Families not having enough to eat. A new baby to share attention with. And the list could continue. We want children we care so deeply for to be free from such hardships. But sin affects the lives of all with no exceptions. It's not just the hardships we see out there, but the burden of sin in our own lives. Thank God for his answer. It is unfathomable. A ransom, a payment. Jesus Christ, dead and an eternal inheritance freely given. The season of Lent, we again rejoice in who he is and what he has paid, that we would live in such freedom. We also rejoice that he has given us a time and place to speak such freedom to the children in our care. Jesus Christ, your ransom and theirs, and in him an eternal inheritance. We pray. Loving Savior, we praise you for setting us free from our sins by your sacrifice on the cross. Bless us as we share the peace that comes from your death and resurrection with the children in our care. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.